moved on. That's what I said at the time. Everybody will be moved on to the next thing and not even care. But then,
that's right.
Like, okay, that. Hello?
Yes, we're listening.
Yeah, so that happens. Okay, I'm sorry. That happens.
Okay.
Then the new mayor in New York gets elected, and he goes to meet with Trump. Mondani has his, oh, wow, it's a big deal. Okay, well, how are we going to work this out? You know, New York's a power base. Can't really have, you know, the federal, you know, tanks rolling down the street in New York City. Okay, they right. meet, and they agree. All right. And then 3 days later, miraculously, a bunch of 9/11 files have just shown up.
There's
and now it's like, oh, no, we're not releasing these. And oh, my
There's
God.
There's 9/11 files? I didn't even know about the 9/11 files.
Oh, yeah, it's all over, like, Republican hate radio. It's a big thing. Somewhere the New York Fire Department, you know, 3 days after, you know, a meeting with Trump and everything, the kind of, they found 60 boxes of 9/11 files. Whatever that even means.
That could be
whatever that even means.
Maybe we could.
And they don't.
We could read the 9/11 files on the Christmas show we're going to do, Micah. What do you think about that? Christmas Eve, you and me. 9/11 files.
So he's just going to.
I was going to say fireplace, but I didn't mean it like.
Well, thank you for the call. I mean, we have many things to be cranky for this holiday season.
None of those things are going to change the fact that we're going to hell in a ham sandwich.
Isn't this, you know, hell? Isn't this program hell?
Well, it is hell, but it's not the ham sandwich.
Oh, I love ham sandwiches. What do you mean? I couldn't go. I would go for the ham sandwich during the Thanksgiving.
You know what you should get? I don't know why you're even bothering thawing the turkey. You should get those Thanksgiving dinners in a can.
Oh, I love those. Well, they have, like, there's a Stouffer's. I eat it year round because I can't get enough of it. And it's
you look it.
It's the gravy. It's the stuffing. It's the potatoes. It's the turkey. And
yeah,
you
in
sort
the
of
can.
Put it in. You mix it all up. It's terrific.
Ugh.
I love even more than the the sort of like first bit of the turkey. I love the leftovers even more. I love turkey noodle soup. I love all of the turkey fixings. I'll be making. I'll be waking up at 6 a.m. to make myself like the meal of the century. That's what I look forward to every Thanksgiving. And then watching a little football and taking a little football nap in the middle of the day.
No thanks.
No? Have you ever seen The Miracle on 34th Street? I thought that was like made up because, you know, Natalie Wood is in it and they start the movie on Thanksgiving and the floats, the balloons are going down. Whatever it is, the, you know, Central Park West
there
or something like that.
That's a Christmas movie. I can't. That's...
No, but it starts off. It's a Thanksgiving movie.
Oh.
It's a great movie. You don't like Miracle on 34th Street?
I mean,
they literally are trying to send Santa Claus to the clink in that one. I mean, no spoilers.
Yeah, but it's got a happy ending. I mean, if he actually went to prison, that would be.
We could redo it. I think they did redo it. I think they did redo it. We have maybe a little bit more time. Where's Don? We chased Don away. Don's left the. Don's like, I don't want to go on.
Forget
I don't want to go on after these guys. 201-209-9368. Someone go find Don Fleming.
It's not.
Here he is. Oh, there he is. See, there's hope. There's hope for us all this holiday season. Don's coming. Big program from Don.
And that this is the eighth time you mentioned Don's program.
That's because you mentioned Don, and people are like, "Oh, okay, I'll hang on for five more minutes until Don gets there." And that was like 45 minutes ago. Wait a minute, what do I got to do here? Is it the first one? Right, I'm not a real DJ like those other guys. You could call. You still have a moment to call us because I might have I Like You still queued up. Might be able to go from I Like You. I Like You, Micah. Thank you so much. Micah,
yeah, you coerced me.
Your holiday, I love spending the holidays with Micah. I can't get enough. Right. I just feel like we have
the difference is I avoid holidays by choice. You,
I drive right into them.
You, nobody wants to have you in their home, so you're forced to be alone.
I mean, forced, yes. But
whereas
I
choose to isolate myself from friends and family. So, but. That's why we're drawn together every holiday.
I feel drawn to you. This is WFMU East Orange.
Stay the hell away from me.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. And all over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org. We maybe have 1 second for one call. Hello, call. You're on the air.
Hi. Has anybody called to complain about the traffic tonight?
No. I thought the whole show was going to be traffic.
That's quite surprising because I've been stuck on the turnpike for the past 45 minutes or so listening to you guys.
But isn't this one of, this has made it bearable for you, right? This is what's made it an okay thing for you, right?
Not oh, it really. Definitely has, but I'm still complaining about the traffic. It's been awful, and right now I am pre-driving down to somewhere to avoid traffic for tomorrow.
Well, that's, see, everybody tries to escape early. Good luck with the traffic. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, do you remember, Jim, you're a movie guy.
Yep.
This Christmas movie, like from the early 80s, where Dudley Moore is one of Santa Claus's elves, and he leaves because he's, I don't know.
An alcoholic? I think I saw that movie.
And he gives a secret. There's candy canes that make the reindeers fly.
Yes. And what was that called?
I don't. That's what I can't remember. But and John Lithgow is like this corporate guy that he's working for, and he comes out with, it's going to be Christmas Part 2. You know, like for more Christmas.
Yeah, Santa Claus the Movie. Is that what it's called?
I don't remember.
John Lithgow, David Huddleston, Dudley Moore. We will watch
movie,
that
man.
for our holiday movie spectacular. We'll watch that. Thank you for the call. Stay tuned to WFMU throughout the evening and into the day and into the night. And this one's ready to go. This one's ready to go. Bye.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2121 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a musical evening with the Scotties.
In that moment, you will never be alone again. Well, I held her for an instant, yet my arms felt so sure and strong. And it only takes a moment to be loved your whole life long. Moment to be in. felt so sure and strong. And it only takes one moment to be loved your whole life long.
Nikki, I know it only takes a moment, but here's a little bit of advice from your mother. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Oh, that's the only thing there is, just a little love. What this world needs right now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, it's for everyone. Oh, some, but for everyone, look around, it's love, sweet, sweet love.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Heather and I are very proud that our son, Nick, works right alongside of us here.
We really do come from a place called Glasgow, Scotland. This is for real. This is true. But we love all kind of music. And then, as I said, I was half Scottish, half Italian. Now, how many of you lovely folks here tonight, for instance, do we have any Italians here tonight? Buonasera, paesano. Would you give me that mic here, and would you just take a hold of that? I'm going to do a tribute to all these lovely people. For everybody. This is for everybody.
Ever
Maria, dalla donna d'astore, desta d'arra dell'amore, siendo siempre e non torna.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to 21 Lounge on WFMU. Tonight, I wanted to feature all family bands, since families are gathering, I guess, for Thanksgiving. And so, yeah, just imagine your family as a lounge band, and that's the game we're going to play tonight. That was the Scotties, who are a trio, Nick Sr. and Heather, husband and wife, and their son Nick Jr. rounds it out. They're from Scotland. Nick Sr. plays a cordovox, which is one of my favorite instruments. It's an accordion that's wired up to sound like an organ. Heather and Nick Jr. both play guitars. Everyone sings. We heard Nick Jr. doing It Only Takes a Moment, which was from the Broadway musical Hello, Dolly. That was first performed in 1963 on stage by Charles Nelson Reilly. And then he also sang the soundtrack version the following year. Then halfway into that first number, a medley, Heather, the mom, chimed in with What the World Needs Now is Love. And the second song was Nick Sr. introducing Return to Sorrento, which is, I guess he did that because he's half Italian, half Scottish. And it's a song that dates back to 1894. It was Torna a Sorrento with the original lyrics in a Neapolitan dialect. And in the 40s, Stan Kenton did an instrumental version, which was called Come Back to Sorrento. And it was a big hit. All the dance bands started doing it. In 1951, Frank Sinatra, the whole Rat Pack got involved. Frank did a version in 51, and then Dino did a version in 52. Singing in Italian in both cases, but calling it Come Back to Sorrento. And there's been more than 300 covers of that song. It's very popular. They were on Art Records. There's the one record they put out that I've been able to find, and their only record on Art Records. And we open the set, as usual, with Don Hayes doing the Mr. Lucky theme from his album, A Fun Evening with Don Hayes at his special Baldwin Organ and Piano from 1968 on Art Records. I don't know the year of the Scotties album. It's not listed. You kind of figure it out from the songs they do, I guess. But all right, let's keep it moving. So yeah, tonight I want to just really focus on family show bands or family bands. I mean, the early 70s was really a peak moment for this. The Cow Sills, the Osmonds, the Jackson 5. And then that all kind of led to the Partridge Family. And soon enough, there were a lot of regional family bands kind of doing the same thing. Often with a big show with matching wardrobe and choreographed stage moves. And in that vein, we're going to listen to a couple of tracks from Godmother and Family. They did two albums. They were out of let's see, what did it say here on the record? From Racine, Wisconsin. And it was basically like a Partridge Family. The mother, Rita Kaiser, was the organ player, and then her sons were all in the band, and they had two different other female singers on the two different records, Debbie Anderson on one of them and Mikey Walsh on the other one. And so we're going to hear one song from each of these records, starting with their album from 1976 called It's Showtime. Let's start off with that one, and let's see. They're going to do a version of I've Got the Music in Me, and they feature most of the players in the band on this song. Everyone gets their little spot, sometimes playing a different song, but it'll be a good intro to the band. So here we go with a couple of songs from Godmother and Family.
Yeah. want you to get in the groove. We're gonna play this foot stopping music. Everybody get in the groove, yeah.
It warms the body, and I know it touches
Texas fine. Kentucky owns my mind. Bowling Green girls treat you right. They wear dresses cut country tight. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky if he's seen a Bowling Green night. A man in Kentucky, well, he sure is lucky if he's seen a Bowling Green night. A man in Kentucky, well, he sure is lucky to live down in Bowling Green.
My mama said if I'd be good, she'd send me to the store. She said she'd bake some gingerbread if I would sweep the floor. She said if I would make the bed and watch the telephone, that she would send me out to get a chocolate ice cream cone. And so I did the thing she said. And then she made some gingerbread. Then I went out, just me alone, and got my chocolate ice cream cone. Upon a big old stone. Now need I tell you that I dropped my chocolate ice cream cone. A little puppy came along and he took a great big lick. And so I hit that mean old dog with just a little stick. Then he bit me where I sit down, and he chased me all over town. So now I'm lost, I can't find my home, and all because of that chocolate ice cream cone. And all because of the chocolate ice cream cone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the 21 Lounge, where tonight we're featuring family bands. And that was Kenny Roberts and his sons, the Roberts Brothers. And on this record, well, the way he explains it here on the liner notes, he says, this album will introduce you to my sons, the Roberts Brothers, on their record for their first time. Oh, on record for their first time, singing and playing six of their most requested songs from the fans they have met on appearances. In addition, they are backing me up on six of my most requested songs also. We have had many happy times singing at home, so it was a lot of fun to make this album together, and we sincerely hope you will receive many hours of pleasure in listening to it. Kenny was actually had quite a career from the he actually played from like the 40s to the 90s, but in the 40s he had a Western swing band called the Down Homers, and Bill Haley was in the band for a little while before he took off to go do his own thing. And Kenny had record deals with Coral, Dot, and Starday, and a bunch of other smaller labels as well. His sons, Ken, Bob, and Jeff, back him up on one side of this album, and then the A side is all just the Roberts Brothers doing some songs. And what we heard them do was Bowling Green, which was an Everly Brothers song from 1967. And then they backed their dad up on his song called Chocolate Ice Cream Cone. He had originally put that out in 1950, and it was kind of a hit back then, and like within a month, three other people had done versions of it, Red Foley and a couple other people. And yeah, Kenny was known as the jumping yodeler. He would jump way up in the air and also yodeled a lot. Before that, we heard one more song from Godmother and the Family doing Grand Funk's Foot Stompin' Music. I think that was Gary, the drummer, on vocals on that one. They did a couple of Grand Funk songs on that record. And yeah, you know, they were one of the bands, these sort of family bands, hoping for a big break, and it never probably actually came. But for one band, it did happen, is our next guest on the lounge, which are the Rhodes Kids. Now, the Rhodes Kids were seven kids from Houston, Texas, seven siblings. They were the children of an Exxon engineer and a concert pianist. Their mom was basically their chaperone on the road, and her name was Alpha Rhodes. She had trained all of them as the little kids in piano, and then they trained under other teachers for like whatever instrument they were playing. They started out kind of for fun doing a talent show, but then they got serious about it. The kids, Paul, Ron, Gary, Patty, Marcia, Brett, and little Mark, started rehearsing daily. And then they hired a manager and a choreographer. Their first gigs were at the Village Inn Pizza in Houston, but their big break came in 1972 when they were discovered by a producer named Michael Thevis. Thevis brought in a local businessman, this guy named Sam Camerato, to finance the record. And the label was called ROCAM, for Rhodes and Camerato. And then thanks to Michael and Sam's connections, they played a lot of big places. The album I'm going to play you is them from their residency at the International Hilton Hotel in Vegas when they were opening for B.B. King. And during that gig, Elvis was playing the main room of the same hotel. They graduated to that main room and did 40 shows with Ann Margaret. And they also played the Flamingo Hilton with Barbara Eden. And they would play Disneyland, Disney World, state fairs, and appeared on TV a bunch of times. Merv Griffin Show, Mike Douglas, Dinah Shore, and they were on the Jerry Lewis Telethon. Now, they put three albums out with this ROCAM Productions, but at some point, the parents, and I guess the kids, came to realize that Sam Camerata was a mobster. He was known as the Godfather of Houston, and his operations included bookmaking, loan sharking, prostitution, and extortion. And Michael Thevis, it turned out, who discovered them, was also known as the Sultan of Smut and had made a fortune with peep show machines. He was also a convicted murderer and later on the FBI Most Wanted list after he escaped from prison. The family did break ties off at some point. And then by 1977, they folded when the older kids decided to go to college instead of continuing with the band. So here's a set from the Rhodes Kids at this really big place. I mean, you can tell it from the way the audience sounds. It's a big warehouse in one of the casinos at the International Hilton Hotel. And they're introduced by a celebrity who may not be going out on a limb when he says his arm was twisted for the intro. And so they started out with a medley of songs, and it starts with I Believe in Music. Here are the Rhodes Kids.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm privileged You're twisting my arm to introduce this next act. Hey, they're a real family. Five brothers and two sisters. Affectionately known as Seven Up. And by George, and I've got the money to buy George. I'm not going to tell you any more, except that I think they're going to be superstars, to coin a phrase. And by the way, Jim Bacchus sends his love to all of you. Whatever happened to him? And here they are, the fabulous Rhodes Kids. On down the street in a row.
Everybody now! up on my nut chin. Give me what your palm smell. Gabba do, come on!
gentlemen, what else can we say but to quote Etta Cortez of Fabulous Magazine, with Wayne Newton, Jimmy Durante, B.B. King, Morty Allen, Sammy Davis Jr., and Jerry Lewis in the national segment of the Jerry Lewis Telethon, Fabulous Magazine must confess the stars were upstaged with a group of newcomers, the Rhodes Kids. And we're proud to have them here at the Hilton Las Vegas, along with our superstars, Elvis Presley and B.B. King.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge, where we just got a big dose of the Rhodes Kids, including Little Marky. They did started out with that medley of I Believe in Music, Celebrate, and Joy to the World, followed by a little Chicago medley, Color My World and Make Me Smile. I don't dip into the Chicago a whole lot, but I really did like the way their harmonies were on that one. It's one of the few on the record where it's not like just over the top, you know, show song. And you hear that sibling thing where, you know, people in the same family sing together, and it's kind of interesting. After that was Little Mark doing I Gotcha. And, pretty fabulous version there. Followed by a little medley to take them out of what they called the Wall Street Rag, Saints Go Marching In, and Aquarius, where they again all got to show off their talents a little bit. And I mean, right here on the back of the album, it just says it all. Here's what show business personalities have said about this fantastic family. Merv Griffin says, happiness on 14 feet. Wayne Newton, greatest act I have ever seen. Pat Boone says, they sing, dance, and play like you won't believe. Duke Ellington says, incredibly talented. B.B. King, who they were opening for on this show, said, greatest showstoppers I have ever seen. Sammy Davis Jr., says their multifaceted talents include singing, dancing, impressions, and outstanding musicianship. And as you heard him say, Jim Backus said they are going to be superstars. And they certainly did have their moment until the manager got on the FBI Most Wanted list and then kind of fell apart. All right, got a few more minutes here, and I wanted to say that, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, I wanted to give thanks for Jeff Sarge, who for 41 years has been doing Reggae Schoolroom on this station. And it's been on in our home for most of that time, almost all those years. So it's really sad to see him go, but, you know, I just want to say thanks to WFMU legend, Jeff Sarge, and he's doing his final show this Sunday morning from 9 to noon, and if you're around, please listen in, drop him a note on the chat board, many thanks to Jeff Sarge. All right, so I got one more set, and for this one I've got siblings, because I like to do a little organ or piano player for the last part. And I've got two different sets of siblings who play keyboards together. And I'm just going to play, I'll tell you about both of them now. Mark and Mark are twins. They have an album called From the Inside Out with liner notes by Joey Bishop, who discovered them. And going to play a couple songs from them. And then Sherry and Christy Sheely are sisters, a piano and organ duo. They played in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. Sherry was South Carolina's, she was in the House of Representatives from 1971 to 75. She was a junior at the University of South Carolina when elected in November 1970 and became the nation's youngest lawmaker. In 86, she was elected to the South Carolina Senate. She wrote a book, one book called Don't Pick Up the Ham with Your Fingers, a little book to do Mama's Naggin'. Okay. And Christy, the other sister, owns a music and dance academy now and teaches tap and clogging. So they're still around. So I'm going to play you songs from both of them if we have time here to squeeze in a couple. Starting with Mark and Clark doing Love is Blue. Oh, you know, I'll go ahead and tell you now just so I don't forget. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Here's Mark and Mark.
Voice is as smooth as a pearl. introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Hi there, folks, and welcome to the program. You are listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org. This is Honky Tonk Radio Girl. I am here every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m., and I usually am playing country music for you. This particular week, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. So I'm going to be playing a full hour of what I like to call pizzeria music. Now, what's pizzeria music? Unlike Don Fleming, who does the excellent show before mine where he actually plays records that were made in pizzerias, for me, pizzeria music is songs that you would hear in a pizzeria. You've heard them all probably 10 million times. And so you're going to be wondering, Becky, why are you playing pizzeria music for an hour? And we'll get to that. But for now, to get the maximum enjoyment out of the pizzeria music, I'd like you to close your eyes and imagine it's Christmas time. You were just given an Acura Integra with a big red bow on the top. And you're settling down with a drink. You turn on the radio. And you're as happy as you've ever been. And you're going to listen to some pizzeria music. So why don't we do that? You're listening to WFMU.
lovers go to cry their troubles away, and they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through the years, and the only price you pay is a heart full of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay. Going down to Lonesome Town to cry my troubles.